I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, September 13. Coming up, government lands to be made available to developers, cabinet approves demonetization of coins, and courts to be equipped with digital recording equipment by year end. The news in detail after the break.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. Cabinet has approved the withdrawal and demonetization of the 1, 10, and 25 cent coins. Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the decision was taken due to the rising costs to manufacture the coins.
The proposal and approval comes against a background of an assessment showing that the use of the law 3 denominations had been decreasing since 2005. Details of a cost efficiency assessment also show that the manufacturing costs consistently exceeded the face value of the coins.
Senator Reid says the Bank of Jamaica will provide further details about the timeline of the withdrawal of the coins. He was speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing on Wednesday. The coin denominations that will exist following the withdrawal of the 1, 10, and 25 cent coins are the $1, $10, and $20 coins. Government-owned lands across the country are to be made available to developers for the construction of affordable housing solutions for residents. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, says this is being executed under the Housing Act of 1969 and is part of efforts to boost the housing stock in major towns across the island.
It is intended that the developments on these lands will provide medium to lower income earners with housing options where little or none previously existed.
Minister Vaz was speaking Wednesday at the groundbreaking ceremony for the construction of The Loft, a 128-unit housing development being built by West Indies Home Constructors, Wicon Limited. He says this month the Prime Minister is to break ground for additional NHT houses on Ruthven Road in St. Andrew. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck has announced that courtrooms across the island are to be outfitted with digital recording equipment by the end of the year. Speaking in Parliament Tuesday, Mr. Chuck said the final shipment is due in the island in another 2 weeks. The digital recording information technology solution provided under a European Union-funded project will facilitate the timely production of transcripts.
This project will use specialized software and hardware to capture audio of individual parties in a court session. The digital audio recording can be made available immediately at the end of the day and or at the end of a trial. The digital audio recording project will also make provisions for the audio to be accessible to judges and attorneys off-site via a secure portal.
A pilot phase is underway at the Kingston and St. Andrew Parish Court. 78 courtrooms will benefit from the installation as part of the ministry's reform and modernization agenda. And the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority is working to fully reopen Jamaica's airspace by Thursday. Chairman of the JCAA, Philip Enriquez, says the agency is working to source parts for its old air traffic system, even as it transitions to a new system. Mr. Enriquez says the old data system, microwave connection, and all communication were lost after lightning struck the Kingston Air Traffic Control Center, affecting flights at Norman Manley and Sangster International Airports.
So we have had to make lots of rearrangements and bringing in contingency teams and older people and pulling in lots of different crew to just be able to maintain the airspace as we have had it from the 7 to 7 and then make it up to 11. And then hopefully by the end of today and tomorrow, we'll be able to bring in all flights and let out all flights without a problem.
Mr. Enriquez was speaking at Wednesday's post-cabinet press briefing. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.